Okay, Gavin, you're on with Dave and Stacy.
Thank you.
Gavin, hey.
Good morning.
Dave and Stacy, how are you?
We are wonderful. Doing good. And you know what? You look great. We saw you on Fox and Friends this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, not bad for an old geezer.
I'll tell you, you're holding up really well.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know, I love your area because I had a nightclub act where we did the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Yeah.
My wife and I and a couple of singers and dancers, we played the Playboy Club in Lake Geneva.
Oh, you did? Oh, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So, and was that the norm, you know, when you're doing sort of your day job, to go out and have a night job?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Especially, that's what I love. I love the theater and, you know, being in front of people and all that kind of jazz and... So that's what really doing is when you appear, it's just a blessing. You do a series, and if it's a hot series that people really watch, and they want to see you in person.
Oh.
And so that allowed me to do my theater, and we had two nightclub acts during the Murray Tyler Moore days and then during the Love Boat days, yeah.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I never knew that about the Love Boat days. I mean, I figured, you know, with Mary Tyler Moore, I guess that makes sense to me that, you know, you'd see either you or Regis out there doing the club circuit thing, you know, and that sort of thing. But
yeah,
not during Love Boat. Wow, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah, we played the Fairmont circuit with Love Boat, yeah.
I'll be darned.
How cool.
You know, Gavin, we got to ask you. Go ahead.
Go ahead, guys, yeah.
Yeah. We've got lots of questions, and one of them I wanted to ask you is that you being Gavin McLeod, and you're walking down the street anywhere, is what song, what theme song do people sing to you the most?
Love, exciting, and you. I've been hearing it every place I've been, on the streets, all over, the paparazzi, all over in Manhattan here.
Yeah?
Do you ever get tired
of
it?
It's so different than Palm Springs where I live.
Yeah.
But do you ever get tired of it?
No, I would never get tired of that at all.
Good.
Never. Oh, no. I would be disappointed if people didn't sing it. I mean, every studio I've been to since I've been in New York City, they're all, starting with the Today Show, they're all singing Love, Exciting, and You, you know?
Yeah.
They're
oh,
all
yeah.
doing that. It's part of their lives growing up, and it's a humble experience for me to, you know, be a part of it.
Well, and speaking of humbling, I do have to ask this. We heard of a few rumors about Betty White this week that she tried to be naughty with you. How do you turn down Betty White? I know you're happily married, but my goodness, Betty, what's going on?
Right.
Listen, I knew Betty when she was 50. If I didn't make a play for her when she was 50... I don't think we would have anything going on when she's 92 and I'm 82.
Nope, you're right.
Yeah, there you go.
We're just happy we can walk, kids.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah.
But the truth is, we did do that job together, and whoever made up that story really brings laughter to me, which is healing.
Yeah.
It's just hysterical. Betty White is not like that. Betty White is a American institution, for God's sakes, and she's so much fun. But you know, she didn't put a hand on my knee or any other part of my parts. Is that how you say that?
Well, yes. You said it, not me.
But the thing is, somebody sent me that article, and the thing is, you just laugh yourself silly because who dreams up those things, you know?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Hey, and Gavin, tell us, I mean, as far as the book, this is your captain speaking, My Fantastic Voyage Through Hollywood, Faith, and Life. Is it loaded with stories like that, you know, from your days of doing lots of TV and all that?
That's what it is. It's about all the people I've worked with and then my life too, my private life. It's about that too. And it's about, it's just about Hollywood, faith, and life. That's what it's about. And, I've shared things that people didn't know, you know, some of the down periods of my life and some of the high periods of my life. And, this is the highest period right now. Especially with my kids doing so well, them having their own children now, and they've all been very successful. I've been just blessed, completely blessed. The things I've gone through with my body, physically, it's a wonder I can walk and talk and know who I am. And I'm so grateful to God for every day that I have.
Oh, that's just fabulous.
Yeah. You know, talk a little bit about, you know, when you were still, you know, well, working, you know, when you were going through those downtimes, And this, I guess, plays into you being a really good actor deep inside, because you probably had to act in front of a lot of people, both on camera and off camera.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah. So, you know, through...
That's very insightful, I think, what you're saying. And, yeah, well, you learn how to do that. You learn how to cover, you know, certain things. I mean, in my down period of drinking, you know, I nobody knew that when I was working, you know. And but I knew it as soon as work was over.
Well,
because I would run. And so, yeah, you deal with all those things that you have in life. You know, Mary used to say years ago, nobody escapes. Everybody has things to deal with. That's what life is about. It's how you can overcome. And I've been blessed enough that I have overcome. And I'm here to sit to tell you that I'm just overjoyed with being able to have done this book and having those photographs in this book. That was another difficult time. There were so many more photographs we could have put in the book. And just to eliminate this and this and this was very difficult. But anyway, I'm very happy that it's out there now, and that, you know, I think if someone is having a hard time making a decision about his or her life, you know, if they can read the book and see that, how you stick to it, don't give up, just don't give up, hang in there. If something closes, a door closes, another one's going to open, a window's going to open, something's going to, there are more opportunities than you ever could imagine.
No kidding.
God can open doors that you never even knew existed.
Yeah.
Well, and that's always the tough part, is to hang on until tomorrow. You know, just hang
on a
little
longer. But
that's
what you learn. But those are the lessons. And if you learn from those lessons, you look back on it many, many years later and say, man, yes, I'm glad I hung on. I'm glad I didn't give up. I'm glad I've realized my dream because I didn't give up. So many people do when things don't go the way they think they should go.
Yeah.
But I realize that God's got a whole plan for your life. And that's, once you realize all that, you can sort of, en passe requisant, you can sort of rest in peace.
Well, and you, I know, are going to learn that along the way. When you're doing your book tour, I just can't imagine how many people will come up to you and say, you know what, I was at the same point you were at. You know, I want to call it quits, and I found a way to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because of your story.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
And I hope it helps people. You know what I mean? I mean, that's the reason to do it. And, I mean, God is no respecter of persons. If he's going to help me, he's going to help every other living human being if they allow him to, you know. So that's the way I look at life, and that's why you're talking to a very happy guy.
Oh, that's
cool.
Fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gavin, I always wanted to ask you about this, and it was about anything that came from the Mary Tyler Moore Show, or, you know, something like from the Love Boat that maybe you saved along the way, you know, because a lot of museums and all that, they want to get a hold of Fonzie's jacket, you know, like at the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Have you ever hung on to anything, you know, from the sets of either one of those shows?
Well, you know, I wish I did. In hindsight, I wish I did. I didn't even have Murray's coffee cup.
Ah.
He had a yellow coffee cup with green light. I mean, I don't know who got it. Somebody else. I didn't even get that.
Oh.
I wanted to buy the doors, the WJM doors, but they wouldn't sell them to me. I don't know who wound up with that. My Love Boat uniform went to a guy that's got a museum, a television museum. And I was doing a show once with Florence Henderson, and he held a my shorts up and everything. I couldn't get in those today if they squeezed me to death.
I was thinking you were going to say the captain's hat from the Love Boat.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah.
No, we've auctioned that off. I got $600 for that.
Oh, wow.
I'll be darned. Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm always fascinated by that because along with great shows, and especially legendary ones that you were in, there's always going to be a lot of things, you know, that go along with it, props and whatnot.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Oh, you know, by the way, in what was that? What movie won the Oscar last year that Ben Affleck? Argo.
Argo,
yes.
In Argo, listen to this. You'll like this. Mm. In Argo, because it took place in the 70s,
right.
And all the airplane scenes and so forth, all the luggage they used in Argo came from the old Love Boat set.
Oh, no way.
Are you serious?
because that we were in the 70s too, you know. So all of it came from there, and I was doing a show. I was doing a work job for Princess once in this huge, huge prop house.
Yeah.
On the way out, somebody said, "Mr. McCloud, look at all these suitcases. These are things everybody used getting aboard your ship." And they were now they were in Argo. So that. So our props made an Oscar film.
You know, I'm going to have to go back and rewatch that. I was a huge Love Boat fan. It'll be fun to go, oh, look at that. Charles probably touched
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, fabulous.
Hey, Gavin, great to talk with you, and best of luck with the book
you
tour.
Too. Thank you, Dave, Stacy. God bless you guys.